the circumstances.
I'm in favor of that logic. I like that logic. I think that for that cost, it's relatively minimal. Given the climate that we're in, I think that's a nice gesture to allow for people to maybe stay home a little bit more. Not having the need to go out for postage, perhaps. For that expense, I'm in favor of option number two.
As far as the reason I was asking those earlier questions was, the ACLU is responding to counties that mail-in is a brand new deal, or much more of a deal than it had been in terms of their previous
voting. Well, not necessarily, because all of Utah pretty much is on the vote by mail, and they were contacting all the Utah counties to see. This was the Utah ACLU that was questioning how we were going to handle this. So, but they were just looking that we would do something.
Issue. It was all I was saying. I'm fine. I mean, I don't see the downside out loud unless we don't have the money to do it and the budget can absorb that.
I think we probably could, because I've just got notification that we've got $1,500 to help us get the box and to do some mailings and things. So we're and we won't be using as many poll workers, as many hours as we have in past elections. So I think we're okay. So
if you're okay with it, I'm fine going forward.
Yeah, I just...
With the idea that we're encouraging people to use the mail rather than show up at the courthouse at this stage of the game.
Correct. And so, I thought you said number two, Matt, was that the...
Is that
the full payment of postage for all of them?
That's okay.
$288.75. Okay. All right.
That's your recommendation too, Jack?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, do we need to make that in form of a motion, or can that be administrative and just go forward with that?
With that direction, I'm willing to go forward, but if you want to make a motion, you're certainly welcome to.
It's good to go with a motion, but we don't have to, right? I don't think.
I'll make the motion that we return postage on all of the envelopes for the election. And it should equal the amount of $288.75 for roughly that cost, give or take.
Yeah, that's for 525 envelopes.
How many would you send out otherwise? I mean, is that the highest number of voters?
Well, the primary, the only ones that will be voting this year will be the Republicans and the Democrats. We have a lot of unaffiliated that could go either way. And so I've bumped that number up above, just estimating how many people might affiliate or might decide to go. I mean, it could actually be a little bit higher if we got a whole bunch of people that wanted to affiliate. We didn't have very many during the presidential primary, but I estimated over what we had in that, just hoping that maybe we'll get a few people to figure out, how they want to vote.
Well, one of the reasons I like the idea of just putting postage on everything, it eliminates any potential for miscommunication between post office and yourself. They still will have the postmark issue to deal with, but as far as whether they accept it or we're paying for it, I just would rather keep it clean. put the postage in it, even though it's more expensive than the other alternative fee for that amount of money.
Okay.
So if you've heard enough to go forward administratively, then we'll do it.
Well, we had a motion. Did we get a second? Or?
Did you second the motion that was made, Jack?
I second the motion.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we go forward with the the option number two, put postage on all the envelopes. So with that, all those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So number 11, Sheriff, is there any need, is there a need for a closed session?
The sheriff, I don't believe the sheriff's on if he was on earlier.
It shows.
Oh, yes, there he is. We might have to call him to get his attention if he's still on.
No, he's there.
The sheriff does not need a closed session.
Okay. Okay, so if there's no other need, or if there's no need for a closed session, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
And that being to adjourn?
To adjourn, but I'll call the question so we have to vote.
Oh, man. So we need a second. We need a second.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for that, Jack.
Thank you for indulging me.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.